Much has been written about Prague as a literary city, as a place that has spurred the imagination of writers. Usually the focus is on the myths of magic Prague from the more distant past, but we tend to hear less about how the city has changed in the literary imagination in more recent years. Lucy Duggan is a young academic and writer from Oxford University, and she has decided to focus her research on Prague as seen through the eyes of contemporary Czech writers. And Prague is also the setting of her own novel, Tendrils, published in 2014. In this week's Czech Books, she talks to David Vaughan.
Lucy Duggan is steeped in Czech literature. She speaks the language fluently, and her academic interest in Czech writing is fired by the very complexities that we tend to find so challenging in the work of some contemporary Czech writers. Her particular favourite is Michal Ajvas, a writer now in his mid-60s, who has been rather neglected in the English-speaking world precisely because his texts are often seen as difficult, as many-layered as Prague itself. When I met Lucy, we talked about Ajvas's work and about her own novel, but she began by telling me about the roots of her interest in Czech writing.
I began studying German literature at Oxford University, and I really enjoyed going back into older German literature and looking at medieval times, and in that context I came across also some Czech medieval literature. And then also I became interested in East German literature, and that led me on to thinking how little I knew about the complex boundaries and borders of Central Europe. So that was kind of the beginning of my interest.
It makes me think about the fact that when I was studying German at university, Kafka, for example, was treated as a German writer, full stop. And it was only really later that I started, or especially when I moved to Prague, that I started to think about him and his very different context. The German and Czech literary worlds are very intertwined, aren't they?
It was the case for me as well when I was studying Kafka and also Rilke. We saw those writers in almost a kind of lack of context, that as if they were sort of floating above Europe in some kind of way, along with people like Goethe. And as for you, it was only later that I began to realise what complex context those writers came from, what multilingual contexts as well, and that Kafka spoke Czech as well and so on. So yes, I think Czech and German culture are very much intertwined. And that's something that you only start to realise once you delve deeper into Czech literature.
Tell me about some of the writers that have inspired you.
I'm now working on a project which is to do with the way that Prague is written about in contemporary Czech literature. So the writers that I've been especially looking at include Jáchym Topol, Daniela Hodrová and Michal Ajvas. Now, I would say these are all writers that I find quite frustrating. I would not necessarily just immediately recommend them to any English friend, because I've had the experience of people then coming back to me and talking about how frustrated they were by these texts.
Partly because they are full of references, which for people who aren't Czech are really rather obscure, aren't they?
I think that's right, and I think there's also a difference, perhaps, between the reasons why you really want to go deep into a text and the reasons why you just want to read something for fun. Having said that, I think that some of the shorter texts by these writers can be fun as well.
Michal Ajvas is a writer whom I know you've taken a great interest in, and I've never spoken about him at all in this program, partly because he is very difficult. But you really have try to look well under the surface of Ajvas's writing, haven't you, and his writing about Prague. I mean, Prague turns up again and again in all sorts of interesting ways in his work, doesn't it?
I think Ajvas is fascinated by the ways in which all of the complex structures of the way that a city fit together are somehow like the complex structures of a text fitting together. At the same time, though, what I really love about him is that you get the physicality of the city, you get the kind of physical small details which push through that text that he creates. So it doesn't end up being just a dry, far from reality structure that he's creating. You recognize the weird details of your everyday life, and that makes it much more concrete.
He has occasionally been compared with the magic realists of Latin America, with also with that kind of liveliness that you're talking about.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a fair comparison. I think he's influenced by Borges, but he brings a very Prague flavour to that style as well.
Maybe in a couple of sentences you could tell us a little bit about who Michal Ivas is as a writer.
He was born in 1949 and he works as a researcher and academic. He's interested in philosophy and he's written books about Derrida. He kind of belongs to that generation of writers who were not explicitly part of the cultural underground or something like that in the 1980s, but who were working in an academic context, not able to publish their creative work, but sort of writing it to put into the drawer, as one says. And recently, his most well-known books have been, for example, The Other City, Druhé město, which has been translated into English. And one of my favourites, which is much less well-known, is a book with two novellas in it called Tirkisufi Orel, The Turquoise Eagle.
And you've actually translated a little extract, which you're going to read from that, which is about this other Prague.
This extract comes from the first of the two novellas that's contained in Tirkisufi Orel, which is called The White Ants. And the woman who's talked about in the extract has fallen into a mysterious sleep in which she's plagued by these nightmares in which she wanders partly Prague and partly other cities. And each street that she turns into, she's confronted with another monster or another terrifying vista. And in this case, it's the jungle, which has penetrated through the surface of Prague. Sometimes in her dreams, she found herself in a strangely transformed Prague. Once she boarded the last empty carriage of the tram at Balabenka. In Karlin, palm trees and tropical shrubs started to appear in the streets, and there were more and more of them. At Florence, the vegetation was already so thick that the tram had to force its way through an almost impenetrable thicket. Big, juicy leaves scraped against the glass. Supple branches pushed their way inside through the open windows. Through the tangle of leaves, it was now impossible to see any houses, and so she didn't know where she was when she alighted from the tram.
And what I find fascinating as well is that not only are you researching into Czech literature, but you've also had a novel published. It's called Tendrils, which is a rather intriguing title, which maybe you'll explain. And it's partly set in Prague and has very much a Czech theme.
It's a novel that sort of spans the time before and after 1989. It's mainly set after 1989 and it's looking a lot at what that really meant, at least to these characters in the novel, to have the meanings of things change in 1989 and to have to then work out what to do next. There are two male main characters who grew up in the 1980s in Prague and who went to art school at that time, and two female characters who are sort of in the younger generation, younger than them, who were born in the 1980s and who are growing up in the 1990s. And it's all about the ways that those lives of those four characters intertwine, which is partly this idea of tendrils, that people's lives sort of shape each other. It's not only about love, but also about friendship and the way that friendship can also kind of destroy people's lives. It's a bit of a nasty book.
And have you also taken inspiration directly from Czech writers?
I think one of the writers who really inspired me was Jachym Topol, who we mentioned earlier, as his way of writing about Prague in particular, in a way that to me actually seems like a kind of romantic image of the city, even though it's supposed to be gritty, it's supposed to have drug dealers on every corner. I feel that there's something nostalgic there and something, this sort of wish to be in a city that's moving and that's where something's happening and where there is this underground. And the characters in my novel are partly also nostalgic for that sense of being part of the underground, being able to kick back against something. And after 1989, I think it wasn't all that clear what one could kick back against anymore. There was this fragmentation, which I'm really interested in, and that's what I tried to write about in the novel.
And I know one thing that Jachym Topol once told me in an interview was that there's nothing he hates more than magic Prague. But in a way, maybe he's not quite telling the truth about himself from what you're indicating.
Yes, I mean, I can completely see where he's coming from on that. And I hate sentimentalized ideas of Prague too. But yeah, his Prague is full of magic. I think it's a different kind of magic. It's a dark kind of magic, which you hear in, I don't know, the Songs of the Plastic People of the Universe or something like that. That's also a kind of magic Prague, I think.
And your novel is also about the art world. In a sense, that's also something that ties you to a writer like Aivas, for example, who is so much about how art, the world that comes out of the work of art, whether it's a painting or a novel or whatever, is in some way different and shifting and isn't the real world, or is it the real world? Is it tangible? Is it something that's fleeting that we can't touch? That's also something that interests you, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. In fact, one of the threads of the novel follows the idea of what it would be like if painting a picture could mean that you changed reality. So the picture would decide what happened in reality, and how terrible that would actually be if the artist had that power to change reality in that very literal way. So I kind of had fun with that in the novel, but it is something that I'm very interested in both my writing and in my academic work. This question of how important is literature, and whether literature is a luxury or whether it's something where we're really creating reality in a sense.
And to finish up, could you read us a little extract from your book, maybe that helps in some way to illustrate this point?
Escaping the city, they held art exhibitions in the countryside, where the colours of their paint would not stand out against the ghostly pallor and easily be detected. They drove out there in rickety Škodas and unloaded the exhibits from the boot. They hung them on the trees in a clearing, bold satires and some scenes of beauty, a few sad failed attempts to express freedom. The art was not all good, but it was good to see it hanging on the trees and to feel the moss underfoot.
So, Lucy, you're completing your PhD. Where does it go from there?
That's a very good question. I've been thinking a lot about what to do next, and I really, really want to have more time for my writing. So I've been wondering whether I could maybe go and look for a publishing job here in Prague, because that's the other important thing to me, is to stay in Prague, which is not easy in the academic context. So what I would love is to find a job that involved making Czech books, creating Czech books, and also have time to create my own books.
So good luck. And Lucy Duggan, thank you very much indeed for talking to us at Radio Prague.
Thanks very much for inviting me. Yeah.